The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
what up,
that
though?
We do?
We get a people. What they want.
Very special episode of Jalen and Jacoby. Who is going to join us in mere minutes?
The legendary DJ Premier is joining Jalen and Jacoby today. Do not miss it.
We start with some big news in the NBA. Your former team, the Pacers, offered DeAndre Ayton a four-year, $133 million contract offer sheet. Guess what? The Suns mashed it in 3 minutes. They mashed it really quick. Now, they could have offered him a five-year max, but they're now paying him 4 years, $133. Now, Jalen, take me into Ayton's psyche. How do you feel if your team made you go out and get an offer and then mashed it immediately?
So first off, I want to get into the psyche of my brother, David Jacoby. You know, in life, everyone, the people who truly love you, they're going to always look back at your journey and think about the amazing memories. And the people who dislike you think about just the opposite. I appreciate how you said that I was a former Pacer, but never mentioned that I played for the Suns, too.
Well,
thank you very much.
Well, played is probably a stretch.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. And so here's the psyche of DeAndre Ayton. This relationship is over as soon as he signs the contract. That's how his psyche is going to work. And this is me speaking for me. You ask me how would he feel if he now had to go out and get somebody else to give him an offer. For a team, he's been the starting big to help lead them to the NBA Finals. Of course, they were really disappointing in this year's playoffs. But the young man has did all of the right things on and off the floor, showing promise as a big man. You drafted him ahead of Luka and Trae Young. Of course, he's not like the all-NBA caliber players that they are, but he's a substantial growing big in his own right that has shown so much promise. And so for them not to pay him, for him to need the Pacers to step up and give him an offer for him to get top dollar, the hourglass just ticks now on the relationship. Mm. That's what I feel.
Yeah, not too many times in business do you sign a brand new deal, and the second you sign it, you already feel like you got 1 foot out the door. And one thing that I always think about with DeAndre Ayton and his relationship with the Suns is they could have given him extension. That was covered. They did not. But you got to remember how the season ended against the Mavs in that Game 7 when they were getting absolutely blown out. DeAndre Ayton was just sad on the bench. Monty Williams was asked about it. He didn't play at the end of the game, and Monty asked about it. You remember this. And he said, it's internal. Like, this relationship was already fractured before this happened. Can they just put all of this aside and become the winning basketball team that they were last year with pretty much the exact same core?
Well, there's the business of basketball that happens outside of the locker room and off the floor. And I'm pretty sure if Chris Paul had the owner's checkbook, he would have paid Ayton a long time ago. But now that he has gotten paid, you said the key name that's going to make this work. Monty Williams. See, now what's going to happen is you got your money. The organization is invested. We need to reinvest as a franchise, as a team, because alongside of the Nets, they were the most disappointing team in this year's playoffs. Mm. And it wasn't just Ayton. You can put a lot of people's faces up on that bulletin board based on why they got bounced unceremoniously. But Monty Williams is the guy that's going to be able to keep this thing together. Devin Booker is still an amazing player. Chris Paul is going to respond to a poor playoff. Mikal Bridges is still growing. Like, the sky's the limit still, Cam Johnson. The sky's still the limit for what they can accomplish. It ain't all on Ayton, but it's still good to see him getting paid because he deserves it.
So let's briefly talk about your other former team, the Pacers, okay? They cleared out all this cap space. They put together enough room to make this deal. It seems like Miles Turner has been on the trading block for, I don't know, 3-4 years now. So they've got Halliburton, they've got Mathurin. Like, what do they do now with Turner at the center spot?
Well, the one thing, fam, about having that kind of money, you can rush and spend it, or you can be patient with it. I like what they tried to do in securing DeAndre Ayton. That was real. They did a really good job of calculating that, and they forced the hand in a lot of ways of the Phoenix Suns. As you mentioned, Miles Turner is still an asset. You don't have to rush to deal there either. And so you stand pat, and you see what happens with the market. When players like Kevin Durant say they want to get traded, that becomes a domino throughout the league. So you can't just like rush out there and throw the money. You got to be patient and see what deals are happening.
Well, you mentioned Kevin Durant asking for a trade. So now we have to talk to somebody, GM Jalen. Jalen Rose will be playing
championships than that.
Jalen Rose will be playing the role of the general manager of the Nets. I'll be playing the role of the general manager of the champion Golden State Warriors. I'm calling you up right now.
Ooh.
You gotta answer the phone, Doc.
What up, Doc?
Hello, up? Mr. Rose. It's always great to hear that classic Detroit greeting. This is David Jacoby, the general managers of the Golden State Warriors. And I've got a deal for your star, Kevin Durant. It seems like he's unhappy. I want to solve that problem for you. I want to reunite him with this core in Golden State. And I've got a trade proposal for you. Look at these young players that you're getting. Poole, Kuminga, Wiseman. Look at that young core that you can build around. And, of course, Andrew Wiggins. You saw what he did in the finals, right? And you know what? To sweeten the deal, I'll give you a first-round pick, too. Look at that. Jalen, let's get this done.
So, out of each of the players that – and by the way, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You know that's really saying? Nice of like, you to say. That's really nice of you to say. I wish things ended differently for you.
Yeah, you know, congratulations. Two of those championships Kevin Durant helped you get, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finals MVP.
And he was the finals MVP both times.
Yeah.
Now, as an organization, it's really impressive that y'all shown that y'all can win before KD and after KD.
Oh, that's great. So you're going
to
take the offer.
In order to bring KD back, I was looking at what you just offered.
Okay. Yeah, a lot
Between
of young players.
Wiseman, Kuminga, Poole, and Wiggins.
And a pick.
How many All-Star games have they played in total?
Well, Wiggins started in the All-Star game this year, sir. And the other three are clearly going to be perennial All-Stars later on in their career. I'm giving you young players that are developing into All-Stars.
Got you. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. What's Steph's number?
He's got multiple phones. Which one would you like?
What's Steph's number?
He's hosting the ESPYs next week. He's busy right now.
You gotta ask Steph if we can put Clay in this deal.
Oh. Clay, you want me to trade Clay Thompson? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah.
You're breaking up, Mr. Rose. You're breaking up. Can't hear you anymore. Gotta go.
We gotta break up the Splash brother.
That ain't it. That ain't happening. Dial tone right there. Dial tone right there.
Okay,
Jalen, time to turn our attention to Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks. Apparently, the Jazz want Quickly, Toppin, Grimes, McBride, and 6 first-round picks. 6 picks! Jalen, I've already advised the Knicks loudly not to do this. But that is just way too much for Donovan Mitchell. Way too much. 6 picks and 4 young players.
I told you the Jazz might be trying to tank. You remember? I've seen it become more of a conversation over the last couple of days. The industry tastemakers heard it here on J&J first, straight out of Vegas, about what I feel the Utah Jazz are trying to do. You remember what I told you the Utah Jazz may be trying to do?
Victor Wembanyama. They're just trying to bring in Big Vic.
You know what I'm saying? And so, how many picks?
Six. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some protections and some swaps involved, but please, that's insane. That's insane to me. I mean, I understand that everyone, in a negotiation, you start far apart and get closer, but that is just too much to even ask to start.
And so now you see why GM Jalen sent you the voicemail about KD. We're talking about six first-round picks for Donovan Mitchell. And KD's on another level as a player. And so if you're the Knicks, seriously, for real, fam? So that asking price is too high.
The problem with this graphic is I love this lineup. I love this lineup. There's just no one else on the team. That's the problem. Like, you gotta have these guys gotta play 46 minutes a game for them to be 500. I'm telling you, man, that is just way too high.
I got you. Hold on. So let's talk philosophy. Because I believe this is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And I told you it's gonna be good for your Knicks. And you're gonna be at the game with my nieces and nephew. You're going to be at the game with your wife. You're going to be coming up with a new era Bing Bong type of thing. And you're going to be extremely excited. Let me tell you why, fam. I got you. Didn't you say play a lot of minutes?
Oh, yeah. They're going to play all the minutes.
Did you know Julius Randle, RJ Barrett are going to resemble minutes-wise in a lot of ways what you saw in Chicago with Tibbs? Mm-hmm. Or Minnesota with Tibbs. He's going to play his top players heavy minutes. This falls in line with seeming like the front office working in concert with who their coach is. I actually appreciate that. That's an alignment, Jacoby, that you're going to be excited about. Let me ask you this. How many playoff games did the Knicks win last year?
Zero. Didn't play in one.
How many playoff series did they win the year before?
Six games out of the play-in last year. Six game out of the 10th spot. And they won one playoff game the year before against the Hawks.
So when the Knicks draft in the first round, and RJ Barrett is a really good pick, and I'm glad if, by the way, let me just say this. If you're the Knicks in any deal, all jokes aside, do not give up RJ Barrett.
No, do not give up RJ Barrett.
Let me just make sure I just say
that. Do
not do
that.
Don't give up RJ Barrett. Now let's talk about the picks. The Knicks have been hit or miss on picks. And you need picks to develop. And in New York City, where the ticket price continues to skyrocket, they don't want to watch a rebuilding team. So you got to go for it now. Julius Randle was just an all-star two seasons ago. Jalen Brunson is ascending. He played really well in the playoffs. And so I think you're going to be happy, New York. You're going to be happy. Smile, Jacoby.
Some tells me Monday's show on ESPN2 at 4 p.m. Donovan Mitchell will be a Nick. Jalen, who is joining us in just seconds?
Smile.
Right here in just seconds.
A legend. An icon, DJ Premier, is joining Jalen and Jacoby to spit game next.
Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have the honor, the privilege of being joined by an absolute legend, an icon, not just, in my opinion, the best producer in the history of hip-hop, the best producer still going right now. DJ Premier joins us on Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for having me. I'm my best to, you know, behind the... Well, I'm not driving, obviously, but let me stay. Okay, there we go.
Well, it's a special day for you. Today, you have released the Hip Hop 50 Project. There's 10 EPs. Yours is out today. It's the first one they're releasing. What artists are you working with on this, and what can fans expect?
We got Joey Badass. We have Remy Ma and Rhapsody together on a collabo, which is so dope. We're actually shooting a video next week. Stay tuned for that. We have Nas, which, you know, Nas is a business partner with Mass Appeal, so of course he's on it. We have Run the Jewels, who's actually on tour with Rage Against the Machine, and they're such a cult following right now. And also Slick Rick and Lil Wayne, Weezy F Baby, on a record together.
Nah, that's classic hip-hop from a legend, an icon. We definitely appreciate you joining the show. I have to ask, how important is it for you to continue to maintain as one of the four founders in the history of hip-hop?
It's very important because my lane is already laid, and my fan base is already there, and you grow with the fan base. I'm a fan of a lot of artists that came out when I was starting, and you grow with them, and you keep giving them what they love about you. And I think that goes for any artist, but not even just myself. But since my fan base is before the whole internet and social media era, it's so dope that I can stick to that sound of the quote unquote premier sound. And I'm getting artists of young and old that want to still work with me and be able to still do it on a high level. And I'm 56 years old, but I was I was 20 when I joined professionally to be in the music business. So I have so much experience. I'm on my Tom Brady, you know?
So I just read colleague and friend Justin Tinsley's book, It Was All a Dream, a biography about Christopher Wallace, Notorious B.I.G. And in the book, he explained Biggie's sort of a unique process when he was recording. What was it like having a session with Big?
Working with Big is so crazy because he literally didn't write any rhymes in front of me. I heard that maybe he wrote some, not in the sessions we did. When we did Unbelievable on Ready to Die, he did not write any lyrics. Sat there and scribbled on a pad. I had to stay. It was about 9 hours passing. I'm like, yo, are we gonna do this tonight or you wanna book it for tomorrow? He goes, oh no, I'm ready. And he just goes in the booth and just starts rhyming to Unbelievable and became my first gold single on the B-side of Juicy, which was a radio hit. And he said he needed me for the streets to have a street record to balance out his first release. And Unbelievable was it. And I got that plaque on the wall right by my main Studio B door. And then from there, we worked on Kicking the Door and Ten Crack Commandments. And he never pulled out a sheet of paper to write anything. He just sat there, drank his Bacardi Limon, which was the 90s drink at that time. And next thing you know, he was in the booth laying that down. And so I was blown away just by his wordplay, wit, and clever, just, you know, delivery. And no paper in sight.
Another all-time great artist, Jay-Z, basically does the exact same thing. So for you, what was it like watching artists go from writing lyrics down to ascending to be all-time great lyricists like Big and Jay, who didn't write their lyrics down?
It just showed me that talent is in all shapes and forms, because to see Jay, and Jay said in interviews before, he used to write on anything, paper bag, just anything, and then he would just kind of lose the papers where he repeated so much, he would just be able to just remember from repeating it so much. And same thing with Jay, I've watched him not write a thing down on every record that we've done, and even giving me the instruction on how he wanted the song to be. He had it already mapped out and would do the rhyme on the phone and everything. It was just ill to witness that. And they were so similar when it came to that style of still writing, because even if it's coming out of your head with no paper, it's still writing. I don't want to know what you call it, invisible writing or whatever. But those guys both are just connoisseurs of greatness. Wordsmith.
DJ Premier, thank you so much for taking the time. Hip Hop 50 Volume 1 drops today. My favorite producer of all time, DJ Premier, in my opinion, the best to ever do it. Thank you so much for joining us on Jalen and Jacoby.
GOAT.
You're welcome back anytime, and we'll be back right after this very short break. DJ Premier. Look at this quadruple header of Summer League action on the ESPN family of networks. Starting at 5 p.m. all the way through until about 1 a.m. Eastern, we've got Summer League action for you on ESPN and ESPN2. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Every day on this program, we recognize another day that Brittany Griner continues to be detained in Russia.
Wrongfully detained way too long. 148 days. We here at Jalen and Jacoby just wish her, send her prayers and wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
When we started doing this, I never thought it would go on this long. Jalen, we haven't won an Emmy yet on Jalen and Jacoby. We haven't won a Grammy. We haven't won a Webby. We haven't won an Oscar.
But we got nominated. Today, you need somebody to nominate us.
To Lloyd Banks' album and Dave East, who has bars, one of my favorite rappers.
Bars!
He shouted out this program. He said Jalen and Jacoby in his verse on Lloyd Banks' album. That means so much to me. Explain to our audience why that's so important to us.
Because Dave East, number one, has carefully crafted bars. And number two, shout out to Lloyd Banks, The Course of the Inevitable 2. 14 songs, 45 minutes. Jada Kiss is on there. He's on the show every day. Mm-hmm. Benny the Butcher, he's our Bills correspondent. Conway the Machine is our brother. They're on the album. Make sure you go support Lloyd Banks. And again, shout to Dave East. We got to get Banks on the show. Tony Yayo's on the album. Make sure you go support Lloyd Banks.
We
got to
get Dave East on
the
show, too. Another thing people don't know about Dave East is he can absolutely ball. He can ball. Like him and J. Cole and Check West can like really ball.
He can. He can hoop.
We've seen Devin Booker in the club in a bathtub this offseason. We've seen Nikola Jokic with his shirt off dancing around a fire this offseason. And now we have this in Croatia. Hall of Famer and future Hall of Famer. Just getting in at the club. Doing a little balling dance. I like the balling dance.
I'm going to tell you, Jim Jones needs some royalties right there for that balling right there. Balling! Hey, this is when you just getting extracurricular money. And it's like, how can we entertain all of these people without doing something physical? All right, we just shoot some shots. They'll be happy just to see us shoot some shots.
I love it.
Keep getting them checks.
Want to thank DJ Premier for joining us on Jalen and Jacoby today. He's got a new project out. Want to thank Dave East and Lloyd Banks for shouting us out. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday.